Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. I know a lot of you guys, you may have Manscaped in the past, or you Manscaped now. You know, sometimes you got to be very cautious, and a lot of times you got to, you know, you may have an accident here or there. It happens. That's why Manscaped has this electric trimmer. It's redesigned. It's called the Lawnmower 2.0. It's got skin-safe technology. It's very delicate on you when you're shaving. I mean, it's just, it's very, very heavenly. I mean, accents have become things of the past, and they got this crop preserver. It's basically ball deodorant and moisturizer. So after you shave, you know, you gotta, just like we do on your face, you gotta do down below as well. And of course, they got other neat tools with the package as well. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code armchair, and get 20% off, and you're free, and get, your shipping's free. And on top of that, I mean, who knows, if you know somebody that's, you know, it's, maybe they're still in the dating scene, or they're a player, or whatnot, or maybe, you know, maybe if you're a female, and maybe your man does this, hey, you're saving them, you're taking care of them. Or, you know, you have a male relative that doesn't. I mean, either way, this is a great gift. So go to manscaped.com, use a promo code armchair, and get your discount, guys and girls. Check it out. Welcome in, guys, to another happy Monday to you guys. I'm sorry, I just had a call come in. That's one of the things when you podcast on your phone, is you get phone calls sometimes, and yeah, this one was not an important one. I wanted to record this morning, but there was an accident. Well, actually, it wasn't so much that a tree fell down. And on top of that, I noticed I was getting a lot of feedback while driving, and I'm not sure if it's the vents, you know, my car, and I've done everything I can to take care of that. But I mean, I think it's just a case of just me driving, and so I've decided to record differently. I'm in the parking garage, and not much really is going on. It's lunch here, and of course people are looking around. Not sure why, but whatever. Hope you guys had a good weekend. We obviously, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, especially for football, this was a great weekend. And of course, I know a lot of you are, I'm sure, loading up on candy from Halloween. So I'm sure your kids went out. Excuse me, that's my water. My kids made it simple this year for me. They just wanted scary masks. And you know what? That was good enough for me. I went to the store, got three scary masks, and they kind of all matched. There were three different colors. They all looked the same, but different colors. They put them on. And then they went and got their candy. You can't go wrong with that. You know, we live in an apartment complex, so we had to go. We went to a neighborhood, parked. It was maybe like 60. Weather wasn't too bad. It was 60 degrees, which is kind of cold by Houston standards. But for me, it wasn't bad at all. I could have cared less. And basically, it's just freaking hoodie weather, and I'm sure, you know, my kids, obviously, it was hoodie weather for them. They didn't care. I mean, you're not trick-or-treating. You're moving around. You're walking. So you're going to get some warmth. But we hit some houses. And, of course, you know, they gave us, you know, they gave the kids, it used to be you got one treat per house. Now, you know, some houses, if they don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters, they'll just give you a bunch of candy per house. And it's, you know, it's like
you're getting the same volume as you did when when I was a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, we would be at trick or treating almost 10 o'clock at night. We'd leave, at 7:30, I think, and everybody would be out till almost 10 p.m. trick or It was a long freaking process. I mean, there was a lot of houses we had to hit, and there were several houses every year. There was one block we knew we had to hit because they would give you the king size, like Kit Kats and king size Hershey's. So we always made sure that we knew which spots to hit. We knew that this, if you go here, you're gonna get money. If you go here, you get some drinks. And if you go, this one block, you got king size candy bars. My mom and dad live on a main drag, so they were lucky if they would get 10 trick or treaters. And we would get like these two cases of these mini corduroy tees. So we would my mom and dad, they would hand out to each trick or treater some corduroy tees, some mini ones, and some little bags of chips is what they would do. And but towards the night, you're lucky if you get they would get so little that they would just say, hey, take as much as you want, the hell with it. But I mean, that was good. I mean, my kids got some good stuff. I mean, they got the 100 gram bars, which I forgot about. And now my oldest child is nagging me for 100 gram candy bars now because they were so good. Because, they got the Rice Krispie, and the chocolate and the caramel in the middle. Man, it's good stuff. But, I mean, anything with peanuts in, they gave to me. I'm to be honest with you, I don't think they really have a peanut allergy. But just to be cautious, they give them to me. So whether it's Baby Ruth's, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, Butterfingers, I'll eat it. Or, Heath Bars. I love Heath Bars because they have the, it's that toffee with like the roasted peanuts or the almonds. It's just freaking delicious. I mean, yeah, I'm talking about Halloween candy. But as far as dinner went, I mean, we had leftover pizza, and I figured, they're not really going to eat much dinner anyway because they're going to eat all their damn candy. So, there's that went. But anyways, guys, Pitt football took on Georgia Tech on Saturday, and it was pretty much a very lethargic game. The thing about these games, watching Pitt win, if you leave the room or if you leave Hines, it's almost like you have to do the walk of shame because you just feel dirty after they win. And this is one of those games where it was just like that. Pitt was up by 10 at the half. They probably shouldn't have been up by more if it wasn't for the turnovers. They should have probably taken off Georgia Tech out early, but they kept them in the game as much as they could, mainly because of the offense. The offense, for some reason, in this second half of the season, has taken some steps back. We thought we saw some things after Duke, but then the Miami game happened, and it's just gotten progressively worse since then. I mean, it looked good in the first half. I mean, minus the bad turnovers. I mean, the one wasn't Kenny Pickett's fault. It went through the hands of the tight end. And now, the tight ends have become pretty much a liability at this point. But we're getting contributions from Taysir Mack, Maurice French. Shockey Jockey had a touchdown, his first. We're always going to get contributions from those guys. Running back, we have Vincent Davis having had a nice run. Big touchdown run. I mean, the running game has shown wrinkles here and there. It's getting there. I mean, it's obviously not going to be what it was last year when we had 2,000-yard rushers. But the passing game has just gone I don't know what it is. It just started going backwards. I mean, Maurice French caught 11 passes last week, and he had 71 yards receiving. And that just doesn't add up to me. And if you look at if you look at his catches in that game, I mean, it's just a lot of short passes. And that's probably why Miami was able to beat us last week, because we throw a lot of short passes and teams can pounce on that. If you're just going to dink and dunk, teams are going to, if you have a good defense, teams are going to creep up on this and catch on to it. Because they're realizing You guys can't throw it downfield. Not sure why. If anything, it's probably because Mark Whipple doesn't trust his quarterback, or maybe Narduzzi doesn't trust the quarterback and figures, hey, we'll go short passes, minimize the losses and minimize the turnovers, and try to score points if we can. And if not, rely on our defense, because we're very reliant on our defense. I mean, second half of that game, we only scored 3 points, and we're lucky Georgia Tech only scored only three, because they were marching for a touchdown, and lucky for us, we forced a fumble. We almost ran it back for a touchdown, and and of course the next sequence on that drive was horrible, and we had to settle for a field goal. And we did have a missed field goal as well, but I don't really blame, Alex Kess. I don't blame Kessman for that. I mean, I blame the offense for how shitty they're doing. They totally went freaking backwards. Although, let me see. I think that led to a missed field goal. Let me see. No, the fumble did lead to a field goal. So I was double checking on that, but we did drive, and of course, yeah, we missed the field goal, and it's just, I don't know what the hell it is, guys. I mean, all I can really say is that we're lucky that Georgia Tech is worse than us, and of course their quarterback sucks worse. I mean, they're not a totally bad team. They're trying every game. I think in a few years, Georgia Tech's gonna be really good once his coach can get some more players in and get his system in. I think they'll be really good. But Pitt, is off next Saturday, and coming up, they got North Carolina coming up. In fact, that's a Thursday night game at 8 p.m. Or maybe it's 7. I think it may be 7 Central. Yeah, 7 Central, 8 o'clock at night. And North Carolina, we'll get into that here in a minute. They obviously lost the Virginia. So Virginia pretty much has sole control of the Coastal. Pitt's got the win on. Hope Virginia loses one more game, but I don't see it happening. Although Virginia Tech is starting to play a little better, and that could be a tough game. But if you look at Pitt's last three games, they're at home against North Carolina, which is always a tough game. Then after that, they got Virginia Tech on the road at Blacksburg. And then they finish up at home against Boston College. And Boston College, their offense has been scoring a lot of points. I mean, I know it was Syracuse they played, but they still before that, they were scoring a lot of points. Their defense isn't good, and they have a really good running back in A.J. Dillon. Tech is coming on, but I don't know about this because Tech barely lost to Notre Dame. I'm not sure if it's because Notre Dame just is mediocre. I mean, last week Notre Dame got destroyed by Michigan 45-14, so I'm not sure if it's because Virginia Tech is getting better or maybe just Notre Dame is just really mediocre this year. Because I thought Notre Dame was going to be was a serious contender for the playoff this year, and it's just not looking like that for them. After that Georgia loss, I mean, the Michigan loss pretty much, I guess it killed them because they didn't look all that good against Virginia Tech. But as we look at the rest of the ACC for that weekend, we got Wake Forest knocking off NC State, which I was totally surprised by, but I thought Wake was going to have injuries at quarterback, but I guess their starter took the helms and beat the crap out of NC State. Boston College beat Syracuse 58-27, so Syracuse was supposed to challenge Clemson this year for the for the Atlantic. Doesn't look like that's happening. I have to laugh at that because that's funny. I don't know. The only thing Syracuse can do now is probably maybe see if the 2-3 zone works on defense. I don't know. Tech lost to Notre Dame. They had to lead late, and Notre Dame had a game-winning drive. Might be Florida State and a laugher. Clemson knocked off Wofford 59-14. And Virginia knocked off North Carolina in 30-31. And that game was a shootout. Bryce Perkins had a hell of a game. And it looks like that, Virginia's starting to find its offense. And if that's the case, I mean, that doesn't bode well for the rest of their... I mean, their schedule right now is... They got Georgia Tech next week. Then they play Liberty. And then they got Virginia the close... No, wait a second. They play Georgia Tech next week. They got Liberty, and they close out the season with Virginia Tech. So, on paper, Virginia should win out, although they have a hard time beating Virginia Tech. And this is Bud Foster's last game. I'm sure they're going to send Bud Foster off with a nice little parting gift. It'll probably be a win over the rival. But Florida State fired Willie Taggart. And that guy didn't have much. He had much of anything. I mean, he basically had a season and a half, and it was a disaster. I mean, things seem to level off with Jimbo Fisher, but Jimbo Fisher had some personal issues, and you thought that maybe obviously he needed a fresh start, so A&M offered him a whole bunch of money. But, Willie Taggart, out of all these buyouts, he's going to get $17 million. So Willie doesn't really have to coach anymore. He can just take that money and go live on Easy Street. Go get a job as an analyst or something. Who knows? But, given the results, I'm not surprised that they're firing Willie Taggart, because Florida State's really trending way backwards. And, their donors and whatnot aren't going to stand for this. And on top of that, the athletic director that hired Willie Taggart is no longer at Florida State. So he has a new boss, and of course, he's probably not the person that the new boss wants. And so you see what happens there, right? You got a chance to fire him. It's like what happened with Kevin Stallings. Scott Barnes hired him. Scott Barnes left. He had a really shitty season where he didn't win a single ACC game. Heather Like is the AD then, and Heather realizes, hey, this isn't my person. And, of course, I have an out now to go get rid of this guy because the team sucks really bad. And this is pretty much what's happened with Florida State. Like any place you work at, you get a new boss. If you're someone that the boss really doesn't want, they want somebody else they prefer. And if you're not really, things aren't really up to their expectations, then you're ready. So I'm seeing that Lane Kiffin's being, his name's floating around, and he's very interested in the Florida State job. And hey, I can deal with Lane Kiffin in the ACC. I think it'd be fun. I'm just not sure how he's going to be. I think maybe Conference USA should be more of his speed, because he's actually winning games. I don't know. Unless he's learned a lot from his stints at USC and Tennessee. With Tennessee, he bolted probably after a season. And in USC, I'm not sure. He just butchered that really bad. I mean, he had a team that was a favorite for the national title, and he just totally grossly mismanaged them. And on top of that, he had to replace Matt Barkley, and then when he did, he had some really good players, and he butchered that offense as well. And I'm guessing maybe he learned some stuff under Nick Saban. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. And somebody's blasting Jenny from the Block through the parking garage. I know that song when I hear it. It has that melody and everything. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the Block. All right, guys. A lot of stuff here. Let's get the rest of the college football weekend. It was a pretty boring one for the most part. West Virginia they lost to Baylor 17-14. That was a Thursday night game. Michigan hammered Maryland 30-7. Notre Dame won. Georgia beat Florida, which surprised the hell out of me, because I thought Florida would win this one at home. They've had a game for knocking off these opponents. But, I mean, Georgia had a bye week, and I guess they got their act together, and, well, there was that. Kansas State beat Kansas 30-10. Utah beat Washington 30-28. And, Utah was a -3 in this game, and they were play with a new quarterback. They barely won that one. Auburn barely beats Ole Miss. I thought they would cover their spread, and I don't know what's going on with Auburn. Cincinnati beats East Carolina 46-43 in a shootout. The Pudding Express, SMU-Memphis, I watched this game. Memphis wins 54-48. SMU was a +5.5 or +6, depending on what you bet. I think at kickoff, they were a +6. And, I mean, if you got them at +5.5, I'm probably sure you're pissed off. Oregon destroys USC. Boise State knocked off San Jose State. It was 52-42. That's pretty much your college football weekend in general. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, they knocked off the Colts. They're at 4-4 now. They're not going to catch the Ravens. Ravens beat the Patriots last night. I took a small money line bet on them, and I wasn't surprised by the outcome. This is the type of game that New England loses because they have, if anything, they have a feeling that they're going to face them in the playoffs. So really for them, they got game film on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and they know what they're going to do now. So when the playoffs come about, there's going to be some different things happening. I mean, Lamar Jackson's having a hell of a season. I mean, I watched him last night. I was really impressed with what he did. I mean, I'm sure people are going to look at the stats, but obviously he didn't have 300 yards passing, but he made some really big completions. I mean, he made really good reads. And on top of that, I mean, he runs. I mean, he's only going to get better. I mean, one thing I will say about him is he throws the ball pretty low. He had a lot of passes batted down, and if you're going to beat Lamar Jackson, you're going to have to keep him contained in the pocket, and of course, crowd him because he can't. It seems like he throws the ball kind of like on a line drive. He needs to get some more air on some of his passes, but whatever he's doing, he's making it work. And you know, if you're a Ravens fan, you can't complain about that at all. I mean, it could be worse. You could be Baker Mayfield. I mean, the guy was one of the top 100 players. He had a lot of hype coming in this year, and that's the thing with a lot of these quarterbacks is, you know, they may have good first years, but in the second year is different because teams now got a lot of game film on you, and they can prepare for you. And I don't know if he's just in there in headlights, but Lamar Jackson's obviously benefiting a lot. As far as Baker, he just seems it's almost like he's become Ryan Leaf. If anything, I wouldn't be surprised maybe if Ryan Leaf gives him a call, because he's starting to have the same issues that Ryan Leaf had. When things got bad for Ryan Leaf is when his attitude shifted and he became more of a prick to the media. And of course, his life really went downhill. And now, if you see Ryan Leaf now, he's a lot better. People rag on him for being a quarterback bust, and he's like, "Yeah, I know, I sucked." I mean, he's now an analyst, and he had some drug problems, and now he's a lot much more in a better place than when he once was. But I wouldn't be surprised maybe if Ryan Leaf gives Baker a call, because what we're seeing in Baker is what we're seeing in Ryan Leaf. I'm not saying that Baker's going to start doing drugs, but he's going to, if he keeps this up, he's going to flame himself out of the league because nobody's going to want to work with him. I mean, Mitch Trubisky, I mean, he had a lot of potential, and now he's really skated backwards. I mean, you know, Derek Carr's still doing his thing. I mean, he's put up numbers. Deshaun Watson's having a hell of a, you know, he's playing really well. He's having a hell of a, you know, hell of a time with the Texans. And, you know, as much as I would love to see Tom Savage play, Tom obviously was given opportunity, and he just, you know, he didn't capitalize off of it. I mean, they had to put Deshaun Watson in. I mean, Deshaun obviously already looked like he was a pro. I mean, as far as Savage goes, he had a concussion in preseason. I'm thinking probably his NFL career's over as well. But anyways, guys, let's talk some NBA. With NBA here, the NHL here, And of course, we got the NFL and college games. There's plenty to bet with you guys if you go to MyBookie. They got a mobile site, easy to use. You can place live bets even when you miss your bet. And we have the promo code CHAIR that activates your first deposit bonus. Put 100 in, get 100 back, and if you want to reload. Sometimes you have to do that. And of course, you know, all kind of props you can bet on as well. Site's easy to use, got good reviews. So go to mybookie.ag and use the promo code CHAIR. Activate your deposit bonus. All right, as we get the NBA now, I mean, so far early on, look at the teams. I mean, in the West, obviously, Golden State has really sunk. And on top of that, I mean, Klay's out for one thing, but now Steph is out. So basically it's just it's Russell and Draymond Green. There's nobody else on that team really. Excuse me. The Clippers are winning, and they're doing it without Paul George. I mean, they have Kawhi, but they have Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams. They still got a solid team. And the Rockets obviously have been really up and down, and they're looking like the Rockets in their second year with Harden and Dwight. And that's when they finished 41-41. They're just so up and down. And they fired their defensive staff, for one thing. And they can't play defense worth a lick. And, I mean, they got destroyed by the Heat. I mean, the Heat ran a clinic on them. But right now, the teams for me to stand in the West, obviously, you got the Jazz, because Jazz play defense. They're obviously going to do well. You got Portland. You got Denver. You're going to have those guys. Dallas is a hell of a team right now. They show on Friday, but of course, they played against LeBron, and it was a big game, and of course, they let pretty much the Lakers do what they wanted with the Mavericks. And I'm feeling a little petty because I had a money line bet on the Mavericks, and I figured it would, you know, I felt the Lakers roster couldn't touch theirs, and they still can't. So, yeah, I'm feeling a little petty that, you know, the NBA rigged that game so LeBron can win it. Oh, I'm sorry, Lakers. I shouldn't say LeBron. Yeah, so I'm feeling a little petty about that, you know, what happened there. And the East right now, you got your usual suspects. You got Philadelphia, who's unbeaten right now. You got Miami, 5-1. Boston 4-1, Milwaukee 4-2. Toronto is surprising 4-2, even though without Leonard. Miami's been the big surprise. They're 5-1, and they're looking really good. I mean, they're playing really good basketball. And top of that, they got Jimmy Butler back. So I think the East got some excitement. And obviously, you know, the West has its usual. The West is going to be wide open, mainly because Steph is out, you know, pretty much the Warriors are taking a step back this year. Obviously, I think the Clippers are the inside track. People love the Lakers, but I just don't see the Lakers winning that conference. They may be another player or two away from winning it right now. But anyways, guys, I close up here. To close out, obviously, Pitt's Hockey Club got hockey jerseys, so check out their Twitter account. I know it's been plastered all over. Go get yourself a Pitt hockey jersey. They're $100. You know, you have to mail. You know, obviously, you have to mail in your order, but it's $100. So get yourself a jersey for the hockey season, because obviously it is hockey season. And if you're playing street hockey or whatever, nice thing to wear. Unless you want to go to a Penguin game and wear a Pitt jersey, you can do that as well. Do what you want. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Hail to Pitt. Talk to you later.